Andrew Carnegie is on the brink of losing everything. Without the railroads, he's lost his market for steel. And he blames his bitter rival, John D. Rockefeller. Desperate for a new market, Carnegie notices a trend he can capitalize on. Unemployed Americans by the thousands are flooding cities like New York and Chicago in search of work. And to accommodate the population surge, buildings are being constructed as fast as possible.
Carnegie brilliantly begins to see that the future is not in rails, but in structural steel, in girders, in beams, to build skyscrapers. And again, he's ahead of the curve.
The world's first skyscraper is built in Chicago. Its thin brick walls hang on a thick frame manufactured from Carnegie steel. In the next few years, over 100,000 new buildings are erected in Chicago alone.
Until steel began to become a major product, much of what we see about America could not have happened. America grew up vertically on steel.
Modern America is being built using Carnegie steel.